In dire straits, I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Residents in Mississippi left reeling after a tornado leaves at least 25 people dead and dozens injured. President Biden has issued a statement on the situation in Mississippi. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more.
President Biden responded to those devastating tornadoes in Mississippi, releasing a statement from the White House saying that he has spoken to Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, also from local lawmakers and local citizens on the ground. He's also called his FEMA administrator and has authorized their full support for the people on the ground there.
Entire blocks of the small town of Rolling Fork were flattened. While speaking at a campaign rally in Waco, Texas, former President Trump discussing his possible indictment in New York City over an alleged hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels.
The innocence of people makes no difference whatsoever to these radical left maniacs. It is worse, actually, in my opinion. Hard to believe anything could be worse than this, but I think it's worse than ballot stuffing or media manipulation by the FBI.
This is the former president's first rally in his 2024 presidential campaign. The search is on for those still missing following an explosion at a Pennsylvania chocolate factory.
Some good news after the Friday evening explosion at the R.M. Palmer Chocolate Factory.
During the overnight recovery efforts, one person was located alive, and rescue workers continue to search for any other possible survivors.
West Reading Police Chief Wayne Holbin at a press conference Saturday. Mayor Samantha Cog says the rescue workers are getting a lot of community support. She issued an emergency declaration to get more resources as workers use dogs and imaging equipment to go through the rubble. The cause of the explosion under investigation.
That's Fox's Samantha Liebman. The explosion killing at least three people. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Actress Gwyneth Paltrow testifying in a Los Angeles court Friday. She's the defendant in a civil suit over a skiing accident in Utah 7 years ago. Fox's Christina Coleman is in Los Angeles with details.
Terry Sanderson is suing actress Gwyneth Paltrow after claiming she was out of control on the slopes at an upscale Utah ski resort back in 2016. He says she ended up skiing into him, leaving him with brain damage and broken ribs. But Paltrow tried to shut down those claims when she took the witness stand. She insists the ski collision is not her fault. She says Sanderson ran into her from behind, and she also claimed that she wasn't sure if she was being violated. Paltrow also testified that she did not stay to check on Sanderson after the crash, reiterating that she thought that she was the victim in this case.
The Oscar winner is countersuing her accuser, who's taking the stand next week. The man whose heroism inspired the critically acclaimed film Hotel Rwanda released from prison after serving time for controversial terrorism charges. Fox's Kitty Logan has more from London.
Paul Rusesabagina, who's a U.S. resident, will soon be reunited with his family. The government in Rwanda reduced the 25-year sentence by a presidential order. Mr. Rusesabagina inspired the film Hotel Rwanda after he saved more than 1,000 ethnic Tutsis during the 1994 genocide. He sheltered them in his hotel. He then received the U.S. Presidential Medal of Freedom for his act of courage. He later went to live in Belgium, but disappeared in 2020 during a trip to Dubai. His family claim he was illegally detained there. He was taken to Rwanda against his will, they say, to stand trial.
UConn's streak of 14 straight Final Four appearances in the women's NCAA tournament coming to an end. The number 3 seeded Ohio State defeating the number 2 seeded Huskies 73-61 in the Sweet 16. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.